Okay, Sunday 5/10/26. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title is A New View for You Too. I got this on 5/7/26. I am giving you double for your trouble, and I'm taking you from the prison to the palace. You've left houses and cars and relationships and jobs and children and grandchildren, etc. For the kingdom's sake, it will be multiplied back to you. Matthew 19:29 says, and everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. You know about all the Hall of Famers and their experiences, the down years and then the up years. This is where you have been, and this is where you're going. In other words, we've been in the down years, now we're headed to the up years. We no longer live looking for the other shoe to drop or dodging the negativity of people, but know that you are prized and highly favored with me, and now you will be prized and highly favored among men. The tide is turning, and you've been sensing it coming out. A new day is dawning. I said this to you a few days ago, talking about myself. This is what he said. 4/14/26, changes are coming. It will not be like it has been. This.
Is that a script?
No.
14/26?
That's the date. 4/14/26, the Lord spoke this to me. Okay. Changes are coming. It will not be like it has been. This word is a second witness to that, so it is established. Things are changing, and they will no longer be the way they have been. A new day is dawning. Expect and speak favor, and it will be so. A new view from trouble and hardship and rejection to prized and highly favored. You're not to think more highly of yourself, but you are to think highly of yourself, for that is how I see you. Focus on the goodness of God. As you begin to turn this way, a whole new atmosphere will open up to you. Yes, there is still an adversary to contend with, but it will no longer be like Job or Joseph, helpless to do anything to help themselves. They were victims. You will be empowered just like I was when I came out of my wilderness experience, full of the Holy Ghost and power. See yourself this way, empowered, not devoured. When you see yourself this way, you will begin to look at things this way and walk this way, and your conversation will be in line with it. Gone are the days of the negatives, and here to stay are the days of the positives. One thing about it, with the walk of faith or coming out of the wilderness or whatever, it's always about what happens in the natural first. The Lord was kind of saying, quit looking so much to the natural to see a change. It's inside where the change happens. The weapons of your warfare aren't carnal. They're mighty through God that's pulling down strongholds. It's an inside walk and it's inside warfare. So that's where the changes will happen. That's where they happen first. So look to your attitude. You're changing. The new view is laying down your sackcloth and ashes and seeing everything from a positive view. It is up to you to set the stage of your day. Your order, your day, not the day you. I've given you the say. It is not about making positive confessions, but that will be the byproduct. But it is about having a positive attitude, knowing that God is for you and nothing can be against you. Always seeing the positive side of everything, you will be going from can't to can. The greater one in you is the one you're looking to do so, for he is greater than he that is in the world. The enemy likes to magnify himself, but do not allow it with negativity. The hardness of trials taints your view. Where pain and suffering have seemed to have an upper hand, your new attitude will take you from the pit to the palace. You both stand in a glorious place. Viewing the Hall of Fame, you can see that very few pass this way. It's time to embrace this new place. It is part of the coming out of the wilderness experience. Well, an attitude adjustment from negative to positive with, as I should be with an attitude adjustment from negative to positive, you will not have to force positive confession. It'll just come out of you. But my glory will pour out of you supernaturally, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It will be like a fountain of water. You've already been sensing an inkling of this. No more heads down, but a heads up. You've already begun to sense the easing up, and this will continue until you completely come out. From sackcloth and ashes to glory and power, it happens in the spirit first and then appears in the natural. You've perceived it in your spirit, and now you will walk it out. Negativity must go for the positive to come. As your mindsets change, your speaking will change, and then your circumstances will change. So be encouraged today. Faith starts with your thinking. Romans 12, 1 and 2, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. I'm taking you out of the miry clay and putting your feet on the rock to stay. Attitude does determine altitude. In Romans 5, 17, which is a mission statement of this ministry, that you'd reign in life as kings. And that's where we're headed.